From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting criticism from Turkey's Prime Minister. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu Wednesday criticized the UN Security Council and the international community for failing to stop Russia's airstrikes in Aleppo and other parts of northern Syria, while at the same time demanding that Turkey opened its borders to tens of thousands of refugees. Speaking at The Hague at a joint news conference with his Dutch counterpart, Mr. Davutoglu accused Syrian government forces and their Russian allies of carrying out a deliberate policy of ethnic cleansing in and around Aleppo. More than 30 organizations, including researchers, academic journals, and funding organizations, have agreed to share data on the Zika virus. They have signed a statement committing themselves to ensuring that any information relevant to combating Zika is made freely and openly available to the international community as soon as feasibly possible. The focus of the U.S. presidential campaign is quickly moving to upcoming contests in South Carolina and Nevada. Early political surveys in South Carolina show Donald Trump with a big lead over his long list of opponents. In the Democratic race there, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is holding a very large edge over Senator Bernie Sanders, largely because of her support from black voters. Nigeria says it will boost security at camps for refugees after two female suicide bombers killed at least 58 people at a camp in Ditka. Officials say three female suicide bombers disguised themselves as refugees and entered the camp. Two blew themselves up. The third changed her mind and surrendered. This is VOA News. The head of the U.S. Central Bank says the American economy faces some global threats that could hurt growth. Some analysts interpret her remarks as a signal that the Federal Reserve may delay further interest rate increases. In remarks to a congressional committee Wednesday, Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen said uncertainty about China's currency policies and its economic prospects have contributed to increased volatility in global markets. NATO's Secretary General says the alliance's increased forward presence in Eastern Europe sends a clear signal to any would-be aggressor. Speaking Wednesday in Brussels before a two-day NATO defense ministers meeting, Jens Stoltenberg said NATO would respond as one to aggression against any ally.
This will be multinational. To make clear that an attack against one ally is an attack against all allies, and that the alliance as a whole will respond.
Since Russia's seizure of Crimea almost 2 years ago, the Western military alliance has been increasingly concerned that Russia could invade Poland or the Baltic states. The United Nations reports 1.25 million people die in road crashes every year. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Economic Commission for Europe reports road crashes are the number one cause of death among people aged 15 to 29. The ECE, which regulates and sets road and vehicle safety standards, says another 20 to 50 million people worldwide are injured in these accidents. It says 90% of the 1.25 million road deaths worldwide occur in low- and middle-income countries, although they account for only 54% of the world's vehicles. It notes Africa has the highest fatality rate, representing 43% of road traffic victims. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Human Rights Watch is calling on the Ugandan government to publicly state that its security forces are legally obliged to protect freedom of assembly and the right to peacefully protest. The U.S.-based human rights group made the statement Wednesday, saying there has been a troubling rise in threats against anyone who might protest President Yoweri Museveni's gaining another term in office. Uganda holds an election on February 18th. The African Union Force in Somalia warns al-Shabaab militants are planning to disguise themselves as AU soldiers to carry out attacks in parts of Somalia. The goal, it says, is to turn Somalis against AMISOM, which has protected the government for the past 9 years. The warning was issued Wednesday through the AU's Force Twitter account. It says al-Shabaab has obtained uniforms from AMISOM camps. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.